afternoon, and welcome to One on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we're at midweek. We have an extraordinary guest online and a great show lined up for you today on Born on the 4th of July. Please call your friends and neighbors. Say, this is an opportunity. Tune in to Republic Broadcasting Network, and you will hear some great men of the issue and on the issue of the survival of America. They have done research. They show and extend a great love for you and humanity in their controversial efforts to solve 9/11. I'm just going to have a little bit of a prelim to bring us into that story and topic and to our guests. I recently went to a town hall meeting, and I was given a chart, and at first I looked at it and I thought, gee, I can't make heads or tails of this. It has all kinds of little squares and rectangles and circles, etc. But this is put out by Jason Chaffetz, a junior or a new member of Congress, and he explained that the colored areas on this graph are the new additional activities and inventions and creations of government with the new chart for the health care plan. And just so you know, these may be good, these may be bad, you may like them, but there are 34 new entities to be created in this new health bill. Then, if you're thinking about what's going on today, you can understand that Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano's her statements in the last few moments, prepare to get sick. There's going to be a big influx of new flu infections this fall, and you better get ready for that. Then we have President Obama addressing all the young students across the nation, scheduled for September 8th, from K to 6th grade, all across a classroom interaction. What do you think about that? And then we have an article that's recently been written by Chelsea Schilling, and she talks about cops jumping on the swine flu pandemic. And she refers to a Massachusetts legislation that was passed in their Senate Bill 2028, and it gives all kinds of extraordinary power to police folks. We have had a little bit of FEMA activity on an international level in August, having an activity late July and August, and it was a on-the-ground activity with military folks from other nations. And then, of course, how and when, how do we contend with social catastrophe and disaster? Could it be something like 9/11? Could it be illness? Could it be a virus? Oh, my. America, honor God above, be strong, ask the questions. Why do I bring up all of these issues? In my heart of hearts, every one of these things that I have discussed briefly here, brought to your attention, current events, are connected to 9/11. If it were not for 9/11, do you think I would be speaking of these ideas? A pandemic? Maybe a forced vaccine? New influx of new infections this fall? A president who is going to enter into every classroom across the nation? Maybe that's good. Maybe not. We'll be right back and we'll talk with Dr. David Ray Griffin.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today's guest, Dr. David Ray Griffin, retired professor of philosophy of religion and theology for many years, full-time academic for most of his career, following September 11, 2001, and looking at that issue after a few years, he began to address the politics and the history and the inner workings of the event of 9/11. It wasn't immediate. It was after a while. And it's interesting, Dr. David Ray Griffin, I did interview a couple of times Nafiz Ahmed. It seems like he was out of London. Time goes so fast you forget, but I say welcome. We're honored to have you on this hour. Thanks for coming on Born on the 4th of July.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. Good to be with you again.
Well, it's my pleasure and my honor. And to the listeners out there, if you're not familiar, go to Amazon or go to your Barnes & Noble, go to your library. Many works of very fine research, the new Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions about the Bush Administration and 9/11, was published in 2004, following up with a review and analyses of the 9/11 Commission report, Omissions and Distortions, in 2005. Then you challenged the Christian faith and truth behind 9/11 and a call for reflection. And on that title, I would say maybe we haven't done our homework.
Yes, you know, the book has gotten some response, but the response from the church overall has been very disappointing. The church should be in the forefront of looking at issues that where it looks like the government is doing phony things to advance the American empire, because Christianity began as an anti-imperial religion. What Jesus was talking about was imperial Rome. And, you know, our symbol is Jesus on a cross. Well, the cross was the means of execution of people who had challenged the Roman Empire. So Jesus died as an anti-imperial protester. That part of the reality of the origin of Christianity has not been played up since the time of Constantine, when the church rather went to bed with imperialism. But nevertheless, it's the truth, and now as many Americans are getting more and more worried about imperial overstretch, and we thought by electing Obama we could bring that to a close, but instead the war in Afghanistan is being expanded. In fact, the bombing in Pakistan is now so heavy and consistent that many people are now calling it the AFPAC war. So, yes, I would hope that churches would take another look at 9/11, because the evidence that now has been assembled and published in reputable places by the 9/11 Truth Movement is now not only growing, but extremely strong. And also we have many, many professional organizations of architects and engineers, lawyers, scientists, and on and on, about a dozen professional organizations now of people with some expertise in these matters. So if people in the church thought, oh, this is a fringe thing, we don't want to get the church involved in this, this is too controversial, well, first of all, the church is supposed to be involved in controversial things, particularly when our government is not doing right and is on an imperial rampage. And secondly, now the evidence, I say, is so strong. And so let me mention my newest book, which I hope is appearing as we speak. It's called The World Trade, The Mysterious Collapse of World Trade Center 7, Why the Final Official Report About 9/11 Is Unscientific and False. So what I have done in this is a critique of the report that was put out last summer by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which was given the task of explaining why Building 7 of the World Trade Center, which had not been hit by a plane, which had fires on only a few of its 47 floors, suddenly came down in the afternoon at the rate of free fall for over a couple seconds. And, you know, that is just physically impossible, apart from explosives being used to eliminate all the steel, 82 steel columns, all the concrete in the lower floors to allow the roof line to come down at the same rate that a free-falling rock would have come down. And so this is, you know, I mean, this is irrefutable proof. And even the NIST commission, they have admitted 2.25 seconds of absolute free fall. And they were forced to do that in their final report, which came out in the fall, whereas in their initial report they'd put out in August for public comment, they claimed, oh, no, there was no free fall. Free fall would be impossible. And they explained very correctly why free fall would be impossible. And yet in the final report, they were forced by a high school physics teacher who had put evidence on YouTube to admit that it came down in free fall for over 2 seconds. And they didn't change their explanation. Their theory still is a theory that does not allow free fall. So this is only one of dozens of examples that have now been documented and published showing that the official story has to be false.
This is incredible evidence and a great presentation just in the last few seconds here, ladies and gentlemen. The significance of this, and you're just really bringing it home to me again, and I will be totally frank and honest. This kind of information and the knowledge of 9/11 is one of the reasons I went and spent time with others at the Department of Health last week with our chief officer there. And I looked at him and I said, here, sir, I shall be totally honest. I will start my concerns and my presentation with 9/11. And I said, my estimation is critical evidence is coming forth now that is irrefutable about 9/11. And therefore, in my estimation, I believe our next treat is the pandemic because of the research and the exposure of 9/11. Today, I'm going on air all across the nation and all across the world with a researcher, an author, a professor, a theologian who is giving you the proof of his energies and inspection. We're talking about the National Institute of Science and Technology. Standards and Technology. How can they hold a straight face?
Well, and that's the appeal made in this book. I've got several blurbs in there recommending the book from world-class scientists, and they appeal to President Obama. They say they are appalled to learn what a travesty this report is from a scientific point of view. These are physicists, engineers, architects. And they say, please, Mr. Obama, clean up the situation at NIST, because NIST has become, as I report in there, we have a fellow who used to be an employee of NIST, and he says it has become totally politicized, so that the scientists there, they're good scientists, but they're not allowed to do good science. They are no more than hired guns. And so they've had to put out a report that they know is ridiculous. It's, you know, it's impossible according to physical principles. And yet to keep their jobs, they had to do it. Now, one could argue, I would, they ought to give up those jobs. But, of course, when you've got a family and all this, it's hard to give up a well-paying job, particularly in an economy where there aren't many jobs. And so one can understand the human dimension of this, but nevertheless, they are involved in covering up mass murder and treason. And in any case, it's the president's job. It's his cabinet's job. In this case, we'd be talking about the Department of Justice, and also we'd be talking about the Commerce Department, because NIST is an agency of the Commerce Department. So we will also be appealing to the new Secretary of Commerce to take a look at this and see, as you say, it's irrefutable proof that the NIST report is a political, not a scientific document. They in fact, waited till the very end of the Bush administration. They should have had this report out in 2005. They wait till just before Bush leaves office to put it out. One
we'll
more
go to
sign
a picture. We'll be right back.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Dr. David Ray Griffin on Born on the 4th of July. We were just talking about a federal agency that is supposed to have the capability to do careful investigations, and they have not. And it was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Google search, put in Dr. David Ray Griffin. You can see clips of his lectures all over the world. You can go to a bookstore and buy books. Become informed. Remember, Lee Hamilton said, I presume the report, referring to the 9/11 Commission report, of which he was a part, very important part, was written without serious attention to Building 7. How can they do that? Building 7 housed the CIA, the Department of Defense, the IRS, and the Social Secret Service offices and headquarters for Giuliani.
Yeah, without serious attention is rather an understatement. In this several hundred-page document, they did not even mention that Building 7 had collapsed. Now, that's pretty astounding because Building 7, although it was fairly short compared with the Twin Towers, they were 110 stories and it was only 47. A 47-story building in most cities in this, in fact, most states in this nation, at least half of them, would be the biggest building in the city and in the state and in most cities. So this is pretty astounding that for the first time in the known universe, a steel frame high-rise building totally collapsed. And the cause, we're told, is not the cause of all previous, about 100 collapses of steel frame buildings. All of those collapsed because explosives were used to remove their steel columns. But in this case, they said it was just fire alone. And as I said, there was fire. They themselves admit there was fire on only about 6 of the 47 floors, whereas shortly after the NIST report appeared, this last report, we had a humongous high-rise fire in Beijing that really was a towering inferno with all the floors engulfed in flames, and it burnt for, they don't even know for sure, but 8 to 12 hours, something like that. And it was still standing. Not a single part of the building collapsed. The steel frame was still there. And so they expect us to believe, really a miracle, that for the first time in history, you had this a result that has been produced by one kind of cause, and this time it was caused by a cause that had never done this before. And that's one of the problems with the science there, that in the physical sciences, they don't like unique events. They don't like the idea. In fact, it's generally verboten to suggest that some event that we know how it is usually produced was, in this case, produced in a totally unique way. The physical sciences don't like that kind of uniqueness. But that's not even the most serious of the scientific failures. I mentioned the one, the violating the this idea of free fall, even though explosives hadn't been used. Another basic principle of scientific method is you can't ignore some of the arguably relevant evidence. And yet they ignore evidence massively. First of all, we know that in the buildings, there were, and all, related to all the buildings, there were reports of molten metal that it appears to be steel in the buildings that had melted. Well, fire does not come anywhere close to the temperature needed to melt steel, and yet there were pools, rivers, of molten steel. Secondly, and more recently, scientists have discovered particles in the World Trade Center dust that shouldn't be there because, for example, there are iron, little tiny iron particles that are spheres, and this, any scientist who, physicist would know, this means that the iron or the steel or whatever it was and turned into iron, melted, and then through the going through the air turns into a little round spherule, they sometimes call them. And you have iron, you have things in there that require even much higher temperatures than steel or iron to melt. And so you've got all these particles in there that shouldn't be there. And then most recently, or most famously, is the discovery of nanothermite. Now, some people here in your show have probably saw the National Geographic travesty the other evening, where the producer attempted to show buildings. And what he did was he said, well, I couldn't get any nanothermite, so I just had to get some ordinary thermite. Well,
we'll come back with that report, and we do have Kevin in Indiana. We'll be glad to invite him on the show to speak with us as a caller. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Welcome back. Born on the 4th of July, Dr. David Ray Griffin, the guest today. And ladies and gentlemen, I would be remiss if I did not remind myself and to you out there the absolute importance of what you are hearing today on this show. The timeliness of this in September 2009, 8 years after 9/11. Can't you see the trend, the emphasis, the things that are happening all around you? Awaken, I say, and ask. It's expedient if our nation is to survive. Listen well to Dr. David Ray Griffin and what he has to tell you. And Kevin in Indiana, after the doctor gets through with the story of National Geographic, once again, a well-founded organization. I was looking at it last night. Always something interesting, and yet used to camouflage truth on this issue. Dr. David Ray Griffin.
Barbara, is that Kevin Ryan on the phone?
Is it Kevin Ryan on the phone?
It's not, sir. No, I'm afraid it is not, sir. It's Kevin Frost.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was just talking about the nanothermite paper, so if it was Kevin Ryan from Indiana, I was going to have you bring him right on. But sure, I'll go ahead and finish. This National Geographic show, he said, well, you know, we don't have any nanothermite. And, of course, you know, you can't get it. It's produced by the military. But he said, well, we just show an experiment with ordinary thermite. Well, You know, ordinary thermite is very ordinary. It's been around for a long time. It's an incendiary. It causes fires. And if you make a shaped charge out of ordinary thermite, you can melt steel. And particularly then if you make it thermate by putting sulfur in it, you greatly reduce the temperature at which steel will melt. And so we have a qualitative difference between thermite or thermate and nanothermite, which is not just an incendiary but is a high explosive. So these are different in kind, not just different in degree. One's an incendiary, one's a high explosive. And nevertheless, here's what they did on this program. They took an ordinary, just a bag of thermite, not even thermite, didn't turn it into a shaped charge, because he said, I don't know how to make a shaped charge, so he just put a bag of thermite right up next to a steel column and set it on fire, and sure enough, it did absolutely nothing to the steel, which anybody could have told him. And nevertheless, that was his proof that nanothermite could not have, you know, tons of nanothermite could not have brought the buildings down. Well, this was just a laughable show. His attempt was clearly to take several of the best-known people in the 9/11 movement. He had me and Dylan Avery of Loose Change and Stephen Jones and Richard Gage, who starred Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And it looks like the purpose was to make us look silly just before the anniversary of 9/11. But as I've been telling people, all they did was made National Geographic look silly, because these experiments were just absurd. And any scientist watching the show would say, you know, I used to have respect for National Geographic, but not anymore if they sponsor this kind of stuff.
Could you give us the date of that, sir?
When was that? That was aired just Monday night.
That's what I thought, Monday.
Yeah.
So recently.
I think it'll be re-aired. I don't know when. But I think if they look at the National Geographic schedule, they can find. But I haven't been told.
It's frightening, isn't it, when you think about it? It's very frightening because of the disinformation and the confusion that can run. Kevin in Indiana, thank you for calling in. An honor to be on with us. Dr. David Ray Griffin, your question or comment, please.
Well, I would have both. Thank you, Barbara Jean, for taking my call. And may I call you Pastor Griffin?
If you wish.
That title that
but I, you know, I mean, I'm ordained, but I've never served as a pastor. So I was a professor.
Well, it still counts with me, sir, so thank you very much. But I have been reminded recently of something that Mr. Gonzalez said. It was a janitor supervisor in the Twin Towers, and he was considered the last man out and a national hero and everything.
I think it's Rodriguez, sir.
Rodriguez.
Okay,
I'm sorry, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. And when I heard it, him talked about on the, by Dylan Avery, who had interviewed him, and on the John Stadtmiller show, he mentioned something about on his way up, as a few times that he made his way up to the towers, he got to like the 26th floor, if I remember correctly, and it was locked even to his key, but it sounded and felt like heavy equipment to him was being moved around inside the room, and I'm thinking to myself as I've heard that interview over and over again, because is that it might have been something of Tesla's technology with extremely low frequency waves being set up on one room there and resonating throughout the entire building. And I was wondering, has anybody ever considered that aspect of a complete demolition of because back in 1910, I heard a story once that back in England, Nikola Tesla set up a device, and between eight and ten hours later, the whole building came crumbling down. And so I was wondering maybe if that's an aspect, because he mentions that he couldn't get in down to that floor, and it sounded like heavy machinery being moved around. And I can only feel that feel that when you feel heavy machinery being moved around on a cement floor that's only 2 or 3 inches thick, it would send vibrations through your body, and that's what he was probably picking up too, was vibrations from, and that's why he came up with the explanation of heavy equipment being moved around.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that account, and I don't doubt Willie's word, because although a lot of people have tried to debunk his statements, everything he has said, to my knowledge, has proven out to be true. And now several people have gone on public record confirming his reports of explosions in the basement prior to the building. This was the North Tower being hit. So I have no doubt about what he says. I don't know what to make of it. The kind of speculation you're giving may well be possible, but not being a scientist or an engineer, I wouldn't try to say. Thanks very much.
Yes, well,
thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Where do you see this going? Am I unduly alarmed by the pressure and the push for the pandemic and the vaccine and the militarization of the effort to enforce, and the idea that we now have military brigades on soil since October 1, 2008, 20,000 more troops being on the soil as of 2008, December, DOD, and then now we have the potential of a pandemic, and yet the military and the police, and we have in Maine last week a drill at a high school there because the people were so angered with this model or hypothesis that they couldn't get the vaccine. And then we do information and investigation into what is actually in the vaccine, and then we as a nation, like we're told to listen to National Geographic or to Mr. Hamilton when they aren't concerned in a commission report that maybe Building 7 was part of the picture, we have a government that waits 441 days before and after the event of 2001 September to even say maybe we ought to check it out. And now we have all of this stirring around. I'm wondering what you feel about these current trends in connection with the information getting out. This kind of information, ladies and gentlemen, is scientific. We have science, and then we have mockery, like you're referencing of a scientific magazine, I would say, National Geographic. How do you put it together in your best judgment?
Yeah, on the question of the vaccinations, I'm agnostic on that. Now, I myself will not accept the vaccine, so I am skeptical certainly about the need for it. I'm skeptical about the whether it's healthy, whether it's more likely to give you the flu to prevent it. So I am skeptical there. Whether it's part of something from 9/11, I've never.
Well, let me say why I connect it is because I believe your work. I believe Dr. Stephen Jones' work. I believe Dr. Niels Harris. I believe that we have proof, scientific proof. And if you were the formulators, like we'll go to National Geographic, if you were the scientific advisors of National Geographic, you'd have to go in your back room and kind of smile, because someone there must know that this is disinformation or confusion. 9/11, someone had to know in the back room that this will be portrayed to the people something entirely different than the truth of the matter.
Yes, as I say, on 9/11, I would agree with you. We do have scientific proof now, multiple scientific proof, that the official story is false.
And so then I would become to be jittery. I'd be afraid. If I were one of those people in the back room formulating 9/11, I would think, oh, my gosh, the back door is open.
Okay, but so let me continue my thought here. I say on the question of whether you're being alarmist about the vaccinations, I say I haven't gone into that enough to speak on it one way or the other. But with regard to the growing militarization of our country, I think everybody should be alarmist. One of the best books on this is by Andrew Bacevich, who's a former military man himself who now teaches international relations at Boston University. And he has written two books about, he wrote one of the first books about American Empire when after, you know, the first invasion of the invasion of Iraq under George, the second George Bush, and then wrote a follow-up book in which he talked about the growing militarization of America. The New American Militarism is the name of the book. And that was already several years ago, and it has kept going. And I have no doubt about the attempt to use 9/11 and recent scares tactics to get rid of posse comitatus, the prohibition about using the military to enforce domestic law. So I myself am alarmist about that. So I don't think you're overreacting whatsoever.
Well, I just think that I would be so embarrassed if I had been part of this cover-up of 9/11, the tragedy, the extraordinary mind picture that all of us have of such, raucous terror right in front of our eyes. You know, that's diabolical. That's devilish. That's weird. That's ugly. That's almost too sinister to comprehend. And so if that could possibly be exposed and the people come awake and they're alarmed and they can see where they have been in an obscure state, and Dr. Jones and Dr. Harrett and Dr. Griffin saying in unison, we know we have proof, plus your background, your dedication to philosophy, goodness, I'm hoping, and the thrust and the marvel of humanity. What a contrast we have here today. I am fearful. I guess I don't want to be a person who is full of fear, but I am fearful of what might come next if there is that evil to be identified. And there are good souls out there that are diligently trying to present truth, and then television, documentaries, or people with the skill on television can diffuse the truth. And that is their modem and effort. Dr. David Ray Griffin, author, theologian, American. We have a caller from Utah, Robin. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. Well, I'm pleased to have Dr. Griffin on your show and to talk with you, Barbara Jean. I have one comment and I have a question. My comment is, I would think that whoever was responsible for putting explosives in those buildings and bring them down would really feel bad that they could never brag, because those buildings come down almost perfectly, especially in building number 7. And in addition to that, I was just wondering, what was the name of that new book that Dr. Griffin has out?
The Mysterious Collapse of World Trade Center 7.
Mysterious Collapse of Trade Center 7?
Of World Trade Center 7, uh-huh.
Of World Trade Center 7. Thank you very much.
All right. Do you think that people who do bad things like to brag about their efforts? I guess
someone who brought that building number 7 down would feel really bad they couldn't brag about what a beautiful job that was, because it was almost perfect, better than most collapses you see on video or tape.
Yes, I agree with you. And most people, though, they care about the opinion of their peers. They don't care so much about the masses. And so these people are able to brag to their peers about this. There are people who know what's going on and who did it and all, and they can exult in their own perfection. However, let me add that it appears, and I discuss this in the appendix to my book because it's speculative, but it appears that Building 7 was a dud. That is, it looks like it was supposed to go off. It was supposed to come down in the morning shortly after the collapse of the second tower, the North Tower, at 10:28. And I present in there multiple evidence suggesting that the intention was to bring it down about 10:45, which is when the smoke and dust would have still been rendering everything almost invisible, so that we wouldn't have these perfect videos that we now have of Building 7 showing that it was absolutely still and then suddenly started coming down.
Wow. Very interesting. We'll go to break here. Thank you so much for that tidbit. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
To the final segment of this hour of Born on the 4th of July, a tremendous opportunity to be in the presence and speaking with Dr. David Ray Griffin. Just the fact that in that Building 7, the CIA, the Department of Defense, the IRS, and the Secret Service, and Giuliani's main center for New York, all housed in that building. A very important issue. So your new book will be out today, is that right? Hello?
David Ray Griffin, I'd like to thank you so much. And when does your new book come out? Is it today or just recently? Dr. David Ray Griffin, when will your book be available all across the nation?
I just this minute heard from my publisher that the book has been shipped from the press. So the publisher, who this is Interlink Books, you can Google that. They say they already have 2,000 advance orders. So they will be receiving it tomorrow. And Amazon will be receiving it by the 4 days from now. So you can order it from Amazon at quite a reduced rate and get it, or your local bookstores should have it within, say, 5 days.
Well, that's an exciting statement, ladies and gentlemen. A new book by David Ray Griffin available. I recommend that you read the whole series that he has provided for the intellectual improvement of America on this issue. What a great offering you have given to all the citizenry. It behooves us to become very informed with the proper information so we can with confidence address our legislators, our senators, whomever, for a new investigation. Don't you think that's needed about now?
Absolutely.
The information about the dud of Building 7 is a very, very fascinating idea and conjecture.
Yeah, it's controversial in that it is speculation, but it does take account of all the data that we have about that.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck, and we'll do this again.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
With recent